Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. It's a pleasure to be with you. First time I've been here from back-to-back weeks for a while, but yes, I'm here. And other than the fact that I had a quick short trip out to Puerto Rico, I had scheduled a workshop in Puerto Rico, and because they had the hurricane there, you know, we had to cancel it. Well, but my flight with American Airlines, because I did what was called basic economy, it was non-refundable and they wouldn't change it. So it was either use it or lose it. So that basically, I went out there, spent a couple of days out there, but it was interesting. I was in the city and in a hotel that basically was right on the beach and right by the airport. If you've ever been there to San Juan, Puerto Rico, I couldn't see any evidence of a hurricane having been through there just 3 weeks prior, and it devastated a lot of the island. But the inner central parts of the island up in what they call the mountains, I mean, it took 2 weeks for them to get their electricity back on. But in the city, I guess, you know, the city didn't get hit that hard because of the tall buildings and everything or whatever it was. But, you know, it was fine. But I am back home. I'm back home here today, and we're here having another program, and we're ready to go. And with that, Blanca, how are you doing on this fine evening?
Doing great, of course. As usual during the fall weather, I'm always enjoying the beautiful colors. And so that's really nice in autumn. And we got a little bit more chilly. We're probably going to get down in the 30s tonight. So we're already having some chilly weather.
Well, we had it here too. I woke up this morning and it was 40 degrees here.
So yeah.
The whole South has had this little chill coming through. I think it only got up to about 67, 68 today, but in 2 days it's going to be back up to the mid 80s. So,
okay.
But yeah, it looks like the South got hit with a little bit of a chill coming through because, you know, I had a friend here that's from Boca, said, yes, we know, greetings from cool, cold Boca, Boca Raton, Florida, where I had lived there, Southern Florida. So,
but, wow, yeah. That's funny.
So, yeah, it's I almost put on another blanket last night, but I survived. I did fine. So, yeah. Uh-huh. But I did get up and I put on some long sweats instead of getting another blanket. But it was cold last night.
Season's changing. That's always nice.
Yes. So, well, is there anything that, Blanca, I mean, that you want to share with us before I just kind of get into a general program tonight?
I don't think anything in particular other than what's going on here, of course, in Georgia. We started our early elections, and there's record turnout already. And so I guess our we call it election integrity bill. Some people call it voter suppression bill. But the election integrity bill here in Georgia obviously is not suppressing anybody from voting because we're breaking records on early voting, which is not as heavily, trafficked as actual election day. So people are showing up, and the good news is people are paying attention and they realize that these things really matter. So that's what's going on over here.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, there regarding the currency exchange, there's no new news. We're just waiting. But again, we do get reports from that in Zurich. There are some things that are moving there. And as always is mentioned, folks, it's dependent upon the approval of the release that comes from those that are the government that's in charge of the currency exchange. And those are the white hats in the U.S. Treasury and the CIA. Because this kind of money being released has huge implications around the world affecting a global economy. And we have always been hearing that what we're going to see probably is the collapse of the current system. And there's lots, I'm just amazed now what's coming out in the mainstream news saying there's no question that we have got basically a recession that is on the way. Now, that's the term that they are using. And you know that basically I do refer and I read a lot to this guy by the name of Ben Fulford, because he's a really good information source of, you know, what goes on, what I would say, in the behind-the-scenes world of the Khazarian Mafia, i.e. the Cabal, you know, versus, you know, the Alliance. In essence, the Black Hats versus the White Hats. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the letter that he had sent out from his newsletter on Monday. Now, it says that events are unfolding that will make it undeniable, but that the USA Corporation, as well as the privately owned United Nations, Bank of International Settlements, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, etc., are coming down. To confirm this is true, financial markets may be the first place to see huge events unfold. The U.S. corporation missed a payment deadline on September 30th and was given until October 14th to find the money before being declared in default. If they did not find additional funding, then all hell will break loose. There is some evidence that they did not. For example, Trans-Pacific shipping rates have plunged 75% from earlier this year because the Asians are no longer accepting the Federal Reserve Board funny money as payment for real goods, i.e., that would be, you know, the fiat currency money. Also, on October 12th, the head of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, said the Bank of England would stop propping up financial markets on October 14th. Then on that day, British Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng was fired. After that, policies like unfunded tax cuts for the rich were scrapped. M16 sources say the Rothschilds have lost control of the Bank of England and that a de facto military government now rules the UK. If so, the UK branch of the Rothschilds has now officially lost control of the Bank of England for the first time since it took over via insider trading after the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Now, the Swiss branch of the Rothschild family also appear to be in trouble. The U.S. Federal Reserve Board has recently pumped $9.37 billion into the Swiss National Bank in what is likely an attempt to prevent Credit Suisse from going under. If Credit Suisse goes under, the domino effect would cause most major financial institutions to collapse and the markets to implode. These are imploding anyway because the Khazarian Mafia has lost control of the internationally traded U.S. dollar. Dragon family sources say that all gold and treasure hoards that once again backed the U.S. dollar are now under their control. Did you get what was just stated there? The U.S. Federal Reserve Board Bank gave almost $10 billion to a Switzerland bank to keep them from collapsing. Why? Because if they collapse, it's going to cause the snowball effect to create banks starting to collapse all through Europe, and then it will spread over here into the United States. And that's why, folks, I have always encouraged you. Now, we'll start to see the signs developing and taking place, but I would highly encourage you to be aware of this. Because remember, back in 2008, when we went through the financial collapse, it was the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve, by printing up what's called quantitative easing money, fiat money, out of nothing, bailed out the banking system. And that's when Congress came in and changed the law. And now it's to the point, if the banks fail, Congress isn't going to bail them out. They're going to come and take our money that's in their banks. That's why I would highly encourage you to not have a lot of what I call discretionary money in the bank accounts. That basically means that, and that would be a fiat-based system. Now, a lot of people have asked me, well, what do I do? Where do I go? I mean, you know, if I take it out of a bank, where am I going to put the money? You can put it into bonds, but yet that's still based on a fiat currency system. You can put it into cryptos, but basically cryptos are so vulnerable right now. And it has shown that as the markets go down, the cryptos go down because they follow suit. What I would do, folks, I would just encourage you to buy physical gold and silver. It was about 8 to 10 months ago. In fact, Cliff High said that he expected silver to explode all the way up to $600 an ounce. Now, silver is down right now. It's around about $18.70 an ounce. And about a year ago, it was at $26, $27. The reason why is because when things start to fall and collapse, there are very wealthy people who have lots of money that will move their money into safety issues. And gold and silver have always been safety issues. And if you buy gold instead of silver, you don't have to buy a ton of it, because today I think it was at, gold was at $1,687 an ounce. And let me just bring out my little calculator here. Hold on. Because that means, okay, let's go 1687. Wrong one. 1687 at 16 ounces to a pound. That means that 1 pound of gold is basically right around $27,000. So, I mean, you know, you could get 10 pounds of gold for $270,000, a quarter of $1 million. So that's where you can put and hold on to that. People will always buy it back from you, and it will very likely go up, but it's a safety measure is what it is, to be able to put money into places like that at a point in time that we begin to think that there's a possibility of the system collapsing. And I would be cautious about, you know, any of the United States or European banks, because the euro is still based on a fiat system just as the U.S. dollar is. And what's happening is, the BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, are starting to move away from these fiat-controlled U.S. dollars because there's nothing backing them up, nothing. And the financial system is heading for a collapse. I've read articles that say fiat-based monetary systems always collapse in about basically every 80 to 100 years. They go through cycles is what they go through. But what's interesting is, remember, we think these are the ebbs and flows of the economy, but no, it's a Khazarian mafia-run system that creates these ebbs and flows in the economy. Back in 2008, I had put all my money into a real estate investment project. And I remembered when myself and my partner, when we were going to the bank, you know, to get a loan for this piece of property that had these old dilapidated condos on it, and we were basically going to tear them down and build about a new, you know, 30-unit condominium complex. The banks were fighting over who wanted to loan us the money. Everything seemed to be solid and great, and we had gotten it at such a good price. And then the collapse came, and what happened there is that we ended up losing, not everything, but I lost everything that I had, because I had put everything I had into that, because, see, I was about 8 months away from making about $700,000, and the collapse came, and that's when I started doing my homework, because I said, now, wait a minute. You know, I was watching CNBC all the time with my market trading at that time, and I thought, something's not right here. It's because there wasn't hardly anybody of the financial experts on CNBC that were talking about this collapse coming. They said that we were going to go into a recession, but they didn't talk about what happened on that Sunday when the U.S. Treasury came in and said that, you know, one of the major banks had totally collapsed. And that started, you know, a market fall. And that was in October of 2008, and by the time March had rolled around, the Dow Industrial Average had dropped 50%. And so I started doing my homework, and that's when I realized these absolute bastards. This was a planned pump and dump. What they did, they knew that they basically pumped up the debt. The credit that was being given was just off the charts, and they pumped up the debt, then crashed the system and manipulated it And what that does is that millions of people got damaged from that, but they became more powerful and more wealthy. And that's probably exactly what they're going to do again. But this time, most of the really good, reliable sources are saying they won't recover from that. This whole complete system is going to go down. And that is that for those of us that are involved in the currency exchange, this is a solid, what is called asset-backed money that's going to come in and replace the fiat system that is so vulnerable and run by this Khazarian mafia. It's going to basically drive out the black hats, and it's going to come in with white hat money. Now, what I've been saying in my last couple of programs, if you want to be involved in the round one of the currency exchange, send me an email. Because my brokers and funders have said, we want to bring more people in. We want to spread this out so that when the collapse comes, if that's what we're seeing, that's what they're saying, we see this collapse coming, that we will be able to spread this out to scores of thousands of people. Now, that's not through me, scores of thousands, but there's others doing what I do. But this will spread this out. And so that's why if you want to be involved in round one of the currency exchange, send me an email. Now, what I am doing is I'm not taking in physical currency at this time because my brokers have a surplus, so we're having to buy it from them. So there's a max of 5 million dong that you can purchase from me at $62 per million. So it'd be a max of $310, and that will give you credit for 5 billion dong. And as of now, we are told the payout's going to be about $1.50 a dong. So in essence, a $310 investment turns into a $7.5 million return. And I can bring in a couple hundred more people. That's what I got room for right now as of I'm doing this right now. So, it's the opportunity of more than a lifetime, folks, when you get to have that. So if you want to do that, I would encourage you to do that. And as I said on last week's program, what I do, it's going to take me a couple months to get everybody paid because there's a lot of stuff we have to go through, hoops we have to jump through, paperwork has to be done right to be able to get everybody paid. So what I start is the people who had attended the most recent workshops. Now, why do I do that? Because it's the workshops, people attending the workshops is what gives me the resources, the funds to keep doing these programs. With that, a week from Saturday, we're in San Francisco. And folks, I still need about another 3 to 4 people to sign up just so that I can break even on my expenses. I mean, because I know the attendance is becoming much, much less than what it used to be. And I can understand why, because a lot of you have already been to it. But if you want to get paid early, that's the advantage. Now, and in the newsletter I sent out, basically announcing for today's program, is that 3 weeks after that date, I will be doing a workshop in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on November 19th, and then Santa Ana, California on December 10th. So that's what's happening, folks. Now, let me go back and make some statements again about this fiat currency. One of the reasons that the systems are starting to collapse is because it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Russia made a transition that their currency, the rubles, is now gold-backed. So they moved to a gold-backed system. And Russia, it's amazing how many people don't know this, but they are the largest oil exporters in the world. And they started telling Europe, which gets 40% of its oil from Russia, that you have to pay us in asset-backed currencies, i.e., we are no longer accepting the U.S. fiat-based petrodollar to pay us. You have to pay us in some form that's asset-backed, in other words, an asset-backed, gold-backed currency. And the European countries, a lot of them, they don't have it. And then also, when Russia went into Ukraine, the sanctions that placed against Russia, Russia just started shutting off the oil to Europe. I saw a video on YouTube about 3 days ago that the gasoline, the lines for the gas stations in France were lined up 3/4 to a mile long, and it was taking people hours just to wait in line to fill up their car with gas. What we're seeing starting to take place in Europe is what happened to us back, I think it was in what was the 70s or the 80s when we had these gas lines all the way through America. And if you notice, the mainstream media isn't talking about this and reporting this, but it's there and it's happening. So you're starting to see the European countries are starting to fall apart. There's a gas shortage. They're going to have an oil shortage when the winter starts rolling around because a lot of the people heat their homes with heating oil. So they're going to have some real serious problems. And they say basically their economy is going to start falling. And they're saying that the economy is going to probably start falling apart first in Europe, and then it has, you know, basically the snowball effect to come into the United States. It was 3 or 4 days ago, again, I listened to another audio update that comes from Barbara Marciniak channeling the Palladians, and they were saying the same thing. They basically were saying, expect the chaos to be starting in January through March. Things are going to get really chaotic in January through March. What's important for us is to stay stable, to stay strong, and stay focused and understand all of this has purpose. This is a purpose that is being designed so that we will be in a position to be able to ride out the storm and have the funds to help other people, friends and family, through this process to make sure that they've got food to eat and, you know, keep the lights on in their home if they start losing their jobs or if the whole system starts falling apart. I even read an article that is saying that there is a possibility that the United States might be on the way of going through what Venezuela went through, this extreme exploding inflation because they don't have anything to back up in the stability of the currency system within their banks. I don't know if we'll get to that much of extreme because the U.S. dollar is still accepted as basically, you know, the most secure currency in the world, but it's not very solid. It's a basically totally fiat-based system. So also, the stock market has been staying very strong, but it's important to understand that the stock market is manipulated. The Khazarian mafia or the extreme wealth, you can basically control and manipulate the stock market with about $1 billion. How is that? When you buy one or a thousand shares of stock, it doesn't make any difference how the volume of it, each transaction is a tick. So when you buy stock, it ticks up. When you sell stock, it ticks down. So if they want to falsely manipulate the market, you can get these hedge funds that will go out and buy 10, 20, 30, 50,000 shares of a stock, and a market manipulator can counter it by share selling just one. So you see they have the ability through computer programming algorithms now to move the market as they want it to be. And so right now there's a lot of people that are saying the markets are falsely high because it's being manipulated because it wants to keep the people at peace. It doesn't want to create chaos. It doesn't want to create panic. They said that they weren't quite ready to create a market crash, but they will be ready for it because when the market starts crashing, they know how to make money when the market goes down. It's called using your options, and you do put options. In put options, you make money as the market falls, is what it is. And so they'll just start, you know, pile. All you got to do is watch the put volume. When the put volume starts increasing exponentially, that means the market's getting ready to collapse by the manipulators. So, well, with that, I think that's about all that I want to share tonight. Blanca, let's go over to you. Do you have anything that you would like to share, any comments that you would like to make?
Well, I think you touched things that are very important for us to consider. Lots of things, but most importantly, I like that you're encouraging people to keep their spirits high, keep their hopes high, and to expect the best. That's really ultimately, I believe, too, with you, Dave, that this is all going to be, you know, for the better. However, it's going to be a rough ride to get to the other side. As you said, we're expecting, and all the signs are there for very significant financial upheaval, and we're already experiencing it now. I mean, I think they've increased the money supply by over 41%. That's why we're having the inflation that we're having. And unfortunately, yeah. I don't really see anything that they can really do about it. You know, they can do all their little knobs and everything, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain and all the clouds and vapor and smoke and loud voices. But in when you really, really look at what's real, I don't think they're going to be able to do it. And then you contrasted it with, like, you know, some of the countries like Russia and China and India and some of the BRICS countries, they're really moving towards an asset-backed currency. So there's already, yeah. We're seeing already evidence, right, of where things are headed. And then you've got the globalists, New World Order, people who think they own the world and want to run it. They're going to want to implement their whole CBDC, central bank digital currency reset system. So there's a lot of parties who are already betting this thing is going down. It's who's going to end up at the control lever. You know, who's going to be the next Wizard of Oz here? And so, right? So what we have to do as a little little munchkins is just to make sure we're prepared for that ride. And you've counseled them, and I agree with that, is if indeed the banks are, you know, very fragile and very vulnerable, rethink how much you want to have funds in the bank, and think about real things that you can invest in. I mean, I've got friends who've, you know, invested in the metals. Now, it's not really good to say investing, because those are not necessarily investments. It's more like a holders of wealth. So whatever happens in the currency world, you know, the metals are always going to contain their worth. Now, there is a lot of discussion, and as Dave pointed out, that if things if the fiat currencies go down, then the value of these metals can really go up significantly. But if we're putting money into metals, basically it's, you know, wealth preservation that we should be thinking of. Others are, I mean, I know people who are investing in ammo. Other people are buying. Some people are saying, well, while things are getting straight, we may actually go to a barter economy for a while until, you know, the new system's ramped up. And so some people are buying, like, coffee, cigarettes, liquor, you know, cheap wine, stuff like that, because they believe that that will be things that they can barter. Other people are stocking up on things, and Dave's mentioned this before, food items that last a long time, just in case there's, you know, further breaks in supply chain, or, you know, financial systems in the stores are not working. We really don't know what we're going to experience, and since we don't know what we're going to experience or how long it's going to be or whatever, it's better to be a little bit prepared for it. And if nothing terrible happens, well, then you just have a little bit more, you know, food and first aid, really food, water, first aid supplies. You make sure you have something comfortable just in case stores shut down or things get kind of wild. You know, things can get pretty wild out there. Maybe not everybody's going to be cool, calm, and collected during this. And so you may not want to venture out and try to go to the store. You may want to stay inside. So I think what Dave is trying to tell us, let's be prepared for, you know, some very significant changes in what we're going to experience. And, again, to really keep our presence of mind in our state, that this is something we have to go to in order to get to the place that we feel where things are going to get better. We're going to get freed of this parasitic system, and we're going to get freed of some very, very bad people who've been controlling the levers of the world for a long time. And but we do have to go through several bumpy stages. I feel that's what we're going to have to experience.
We're the ones that get to rise above the drama, remain stable, and to help those, you know, who are close to us, friends and family, that if they go through a season of need. And that's one of the real reasons, you know, reasons for being involved again in the currency exchange. And I said, folks, you know, for as low as, you know, $62, you can end up with $1.5 million. Now, yes, it's going to be fiat currency, and yes, it may, but just think of that, okay? It's like what we get is the white hats who are behind the scenes people with this immense amount of gold. They've always known that there would be a time that this would be coming. And they are the ones that are basically the funders for what's happening here. And as shared with you, I run these things through what is called the Texas Processing Office. You know, I've been there. I've seen their operation, but they have these massive bank accounts that have the money in them. So, and now don't ask me any more details about that, because that's about all that I can say. Well, Blanca, I've got a couple little short videos I want to share. But before we do that, why don't we go to the callers first? And folks, if you have questions or comments, why don't you go ahead and just call in. And the number is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. Then you press 1 on your touchtone phone, and that lets you know that you would like to come on the air. And we do have one person who is from area code 203. So let's go ahead and go to that person. So area code 203, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. This is Peter from Connecticut. And, I am involved in more than one currency exchange. And I've been notified by one of them that we're waiting at home at any moment to go ahead with it. But I did want a reaction from you whether or not anybody involved in the Group 1 program that you're offering, if it's reasonable to assume that most of the members should be paid out in 6 months, or is it more like closer, or is it longer than 6 months? Can you comment
on
that?
I don't know. It would be pure speculation. All I know is that once the process starts, it will take about 1 to 2 months for the money to come to me through the Texas Processing Office, and then it will take me a couple months to pay everybody out. Now, I know there's lots of others out there, but I would highly, highly encourage you to ask them, follow the money. Are they sure they have the money? Where are they getting their money? Where is it coming from? Because there's a whole lot of brokers out there that have talked about this, but they don't have contracts with a broker that is authorized by U.S. Treasury. If you don't have a signed contract with a broker authorized by U.S. Treasury, you're not getting anything. Treasury controls this money being released. They control how much can be released. Because if you go into on the blog talks, you know, like Dinar Recaps, and they talk about the 800 numbers, you know, folks, you're talking about scores of trillions of dollars that what they're talking about, how much is going to get paid out. And Treasury doesn't allow that. They are not just going to allow anybody to walk into a bank or a processing center and say, here's my currency, turn me into a multimillionaire. No. Because now you've got criminals, crooks, drug dealers becoming multimillionaires overnight. Everybody has to go through a process with a broker as myself that is authorized by Treasury, and you have to fill out paperwork. We have to do a security. You have a contract that you're signing. We have to do a security background check on you. And if you have anything of a criminal record on the felony level, we can't take you. So they're not going to allow this to just money just to be put out there. There's steps, legal steps to go through this whole process, and a lot of those brokers, they never talk about where's the money coming from. That's why I always say, follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. And I've done my homework. I've been in this for 8 years. I've done my homework. I know where the money is coming from, why it is there, and who has it. So, okay?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and I do believe what you say. One other thing I was just going to mention is before the end of the year, I want to ask you later about what you, if you've heard or what you might hear about a gravity-powered perpetual motion generator. In other words, something that makes electricity and it runs on gravity and there's endless source of electricity. It can be used portable anywhere, power the car, the house, the business, okay? I'm going to ask you about that subject more likely before the end of this year, but I just wanted to inform you or you know, just make it known that maybe that might be something you might want to comment about later on. So I just wanted to bring that up at the moment, okay?
There's a lot of what we call new advanced technology items that are out there, but the powers that be will never, ever allow them to be released because it basically it puts them out of work. If there is a small generator that is basically, you know, by gravity produces electricity, what does that do to the oil industry, you know, the gasoline industry, the energy industry? It puts them out of business, you see.
Well, how about solar panels and windmills? So we're talking, I was just on the news last night about windmills and the British, the great British energy company that's going to be publicly supported. And so they're talking about putting a lot more windmills and solar panels. And these are the goals of California and so forth. It's on most of the news, some of the news I listen to almost every other day. You might hear something about this. So they want to move to, you know, we call it green energy or, new energy.
There's talk about it, but remember, it's always controlled by the powerful elite to make sure that there's profit for them. And they'll control the transition to make sure they can still stay in control and get a profit from it. It's back to why do you think that they, you know, the powerful elite have covered up the existence of UFOs? Because if UFOs become a reality, you know, or comes out into the public, the question is, how do these spaceships come from outer space and move across the universe so quick and so fast? What is the energy systems that they are using to do that? And that's why the powerful elite of the petroleum industries try to quash that, because if this information comes out to the public, they're out of business. They're history. And they don't have this domination and control anymore. You always find it's released based on their power and control systems. We saw this with the inventions of Nikola Tesla. Tesla was squashed and quashed and put down because his inventions would have basically put the Rockefellers controlling the oil industry out of business. So that's what we see. But that is starting to shift and change, and this new money coming in is basically takes control, and we basically get to say to the elite controllers, we don't need you anymore. We don't need your money anymore. We're here to help humanity, not your back pocket. Okay? All right. Anything else, Peter?
Well, did you hear about the December 15th release of the John F. Kennedy assassination? The CIA is going to release inside documents. It was on the CBS News tonight, and it's scheduled for December 15th. They're going to inside details that have never been known before, that the government was involved with his assassination with the CIA or whatever. It was on the news tonight. I just didn't know if you heard about that.
No, I haven't. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Well, Blanca, I don't see anybody else saying that they want to call in. There's any comments that you would like to make before I go to a couple of the videos?
No, I think it's good. One thing that I think will also happen as things start to get worse and worse, I mean, there's a lot also, you know, like the Hunter Biden thing and the FBI debacle.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that's coming out that part of it can be, what do you call it, distraction, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff. So just watch about getting, you know, all split up in all kinds of directions and make sure you're safe, your family's safe, and that your heart and your mind are safe. That's the first thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me, there's this guy out there that does a lot of great satires, a red-haired guy by the name of JP. Let's go watch a little, about a six-minute video of his where he talks about fiat currency. Oh, wrong one.
Check the price of my U.S. dollars. We're out of track. It's gone down. Yeah, I'm in the fiat space. I teach people about the U.S. dollar. Most people think of the dollar as a secure, valuable monetary instrument. Fools. I teach them what it really is. Dude, you got to get it now. The U.S. dollar is a closed-source, censorship-rich, peer-to-bank-to-peer mutable trap. I'm an integral part of the community on Twitter. Yeah, I'm going to the Fiat conference this year. They've got a huge lineup of speakers who are experts at reinforcing the old paradigm. Hillary Clinton's doing a talk warning people about the dangers of crypto. We should be doing a talk warning people about the dangers of her. I tweet about fiat currencies from the day, just trying to get people on board. Things like, fiat always and only works for your government, never against them. Fiat is faster, cheaper, and more worthless than dirt, and your savings are being bid away. And all my profile pics, check out the X on my eyes. They're glazed over. Everyone in our community does that. Dude, conspiracy theorists think Bitcoin is the answer to all the problems caused by centralized control. Those idiots. The real answer is giving centralized banks and companies more control. That way people will be relieved of the burden of having to use their own free will to navigate their lives. Because centralized control isn't what stresses people out. Freedom is. Because Bitcoin is decentralized, it can't shut down donations if authorities don't like the cause. To make the world a better place, we should be thinking like, how can we go from me everything? Tonight I'm doing a Twitter Spaces about the U.S. dollar. Most people don't know how to get less for their money. But this isn't real. I just bought this fake money as a prop. But oddly enough, this fake money is now worth more than the real money it pretends to be. Inflation with fiat currency is confusing because it's so predictable. There is a lot to learn about fiat. What you need to understand is the U.S. dollar is a mechanism that helps free you from your independence. I'm a control maximalist. Fiat empowers you to rely on someone else's system, and it helps protect the government from the people having control. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I got early. Did you know if you would have put $10,000 worth of gold into U.S. dollars back in 2010, today it'd be worth $8,800? Your value is being stored in fiat currency. Because there's only a certain amount of it that'll ever be printed before it becomes completely worthless. Just checking out my money again. It's gone down further. Dude, I don't trust the government in the world either. That's why going all in on fiat so you're completely dependent on the governments that you don't trust is where that. Sometimes inflation slows down. It's kind of scary. But that's just a little dip of inflation. Nothing to really worry about. Fiat inflation is going to the moon. We're going to hit 20% by the end of the year. We need to be more centralized, and fiat currency is going to help us do it. Some people think when the Fed just prints money that they're stealing from you because it devalues the money you've already earned. They don't realize that having a fixed ceiling on how much money will ever be printed would do nothing but empower the people. And the communist inside of me doesn't like that.
The U.S. dollar works on a system that basically says, don't verify your trust. I'm fully bought. That's why I know my life is looking bright.
Real quick, my friend, I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, Zop.
Okay, that one that we have there on JP, so he was going to go into his sponsoring ad, but you can find him on YouTube and the other places. He's always such a great one. But now, there's another little short one I want to share with you. And having been a person, you know, who now lives in Texas, and there's been this rash of people moving from California, let's watch this little short video about the California people being greeted by their Texas neighbor.
Honey, someone's greeting your house.
Hold on. Let me go back to the beginning. Okay, there we go. All right, come on. Oh, all right, let's start. All right.
Without masks and without pronouns, I don't think I can live
recently replaced a lot of our electrical materials. Reliable wind power.
Baby.
It helps. But honestly, I just don't think I can do this. Where's the police siren? Where's the helicopters overhead? Where's the new street? I just can't live like this. It's so hot. The bugs are so big.
I don't know if it was Skippy there on Facebook, but it was here. But, boy, I don't know what happened to the video. I previewed it, you know, before the program started. It was doing fine, but it's a hilarious video. It's, you know, the Californians moving to Texas. So, all right. Well, Blanca, is there anything else that you want to share with us before we wrap up tonight?
No, I think we covered some very good topics, and I think we covered what's top of mind to a lot of people right now. So I think we're good.
Okay. Well, I do have one little short 1-minute video that is just one of those that it's a great, great message, and it just touches everybody's heart. So let's watch this before we wrap up the program today.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's gonna be alright. I woke up this morning on my horizon. Three little birds were on my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melody blowing through. This message, don't worry.
Okay, come on. There we are. Okay, yeah. So don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. So, okay, folks, thanks for joining us this week. And then, yes, I will. I'm planning on being back next week. So we'll see you then. Okay, thanks a lot. All right. Okay, bye-bye.